understanding the qualities and characteristics of the color red. Red is a primary color. Red is a strong, emotionally intense color, naturally enhancing the metabolic rates in people. It has also been shown to increase respiration rates, blood pressures, when people are exposed to it. It's used in traffic systems a lot. Think road signs and traffic lights, as red is a high visibility color, which has plenty of impact. Some associations of the color red include the energy, positivity, actions, war, danger, strength, courage in all things, and intense, passionate. Also love, sex, passion, and desire. What is interesting about red is how it has two almost direct opposite associations, love and war, due to red being known as a high impact color that often represents danger. It's also associated with many memorable war images. However, red is known quite heavily for love and matters of the heart. Let's talk about the color black characteristics. Black is associated with power, fear, mystery, strength, authority, elegance, formality, informal, death, evil, and aggression, rebellious, sophistication. Black is required for all other colors to have depth and variations of the hue. Gray characteristics. Gray is a cool, neutral, balanced color. The color gray is an emotionless, moody color that is typically associated with meanings of dull, dirty, and dingy, as well as formal, conservative, and sophisticated. Gray is a timeless and practical color that is often associated with loss or a depression. Color white characteristics. Positive characteristics given by white are purity, innocence, simplicity, cleanliness, neat, open, equally, and new beginnings. The color also has a negative part, giving traits like ignorance, distance, boring, cold, empty, or critical. This is a continuation of the last episode, inquiring about the catheters, the venous catheters. You can refer to a Joint Commission bylaws, which you can go through, and it will explain all the risk factors. With the chapter one, they explain types of central venous catheters and risk factors for pathogenesis of CLAP SI. Since the central venous catheters were introduced, a number of mechanical problems and infections were experienced in the early years, including the recognition of the CLAB SIS as a serious complication associated with their use. There are major types of the CVCS based on their designs, are non-tunneled catheters, implantable ports, etc. These are all inserted central catheters. They are our risk factors, so I would suggest everyone to refer to your Joint Commission if there's a parent or a family member needing these implantable ports into your system. It's a foreign object going into the body, so I would suggest you do some research. Feedback, I wanted to point out the Joint Commission Center for Transforming Healthcare
Centerline Association to Bloodstream Infections, the CLABSI Toolkit Directory Glossary and Acknowledgement and Disclaimers. Those are all available to you online. So if you need to, any more information, also they have the coronavirus resources. So I suggest you do a little research on whomever's involved in this type of Venus portal, and it'll be more informative because there is a lot to read about it. There's a few chapters, like six chapters on these CLAB SIs. They're toolkits, so there's chapter 1 through 6. Thank you. A follower asked the color of jealousy. Certain areas of the brain activate feelings of jealousy. The brain injury and stroke studies have revealed that jealousy is indeed in your head, especially in the left part of the cerebral cortex. Green with envy, it's green. Our next episode, Neural Insights, the Jealousy Switch of Neurology Live. Where did jealousy originate from? Where did jealousy originate from? The word stems from France. Jalousie, from the jaloux, jealous, and further from the lower Latin region. Jalousie, full of zeli, in terms from the Greek word, sometimes jealousy. But more often, in a positive sense, eliminates the andor, zeli, with the root connecting to boil and ferment or yeast. Yes, the temper. Let's talk about inside the anger brain. Did you ever have something happen to you and you're not sure why? You're driving and the person behind you, you have your blinker on, you're going to take a left. She passes you on the right and sticks up her middle finger. I'm saying, what in the world did I do to this person? She doesn't even know me. You come outside of the grocery store and you see a huge scratch that wasn't there, and the person never left a note. Why did she do that to someone she doesn't even know? Or should she ever do that to anyone? Mind me. If often stems from a sense of injustice, psychologics says, whether a personal or group level, anger and fear both generates a basic stress response collectively called fight or flight. Anger makes us want to fight, and fear make us want to flee. So she fleed. When someone is experiencing and expressing anger, or she or he is not using the thinking part of the brain, which is the cortex, the brain primarily becomes what? Blank. They don't think. Like we said, we're talking about how does anger happen. Do you ever wonder what automatic combination of neurological forces are at work when we become angry? With the goal of our dialogue being to figure out how to better deal with anger, let's take a look at how angry happens inside of our brain. The cerebral cortex is the thinking part of the brain, where logic and judgment resides. A lot of people have poor judgment and they don't think. It is the outer portion of the brain and is divided into lobes. Think of the cortex as the strategy center of the brain. Common roots of anger include fear, pain, and frustration. For example, some people become angry as fearful reaction to uncertainty, to fear of losing a job, or fear of failure. Others become angry when they are hurt in relationship or are caused by pain close by friends. What chemical is the serotonin has a long been known to play an important role of regulating anger and aggression. Of course, we're not getting enough sleep. We're not getting enough food. We're not getting enough water. These are all roots and problems of anger. Let's talk about the arousal, the anger arousal cycle. This is something that we need to understand. What you're doing is not efficient and it's not thinking correctly. You're driving down a 40-mile lane. Law by law, 40 miles is written upon the sign. And someone decides to pass you and gives you the finger. And you're going your 40 miles an hour, which is by the law, and they're driving 60. What could happen there? They could kill you. And this is why this needs to understand. The arousal cycle of anger has 5 phases. It triggers, escalates, crises, recovery, and depression. Understanding the cycles help us to understand our own reactions and those of others. The trigger phase is when an event gets the anger cycle started. Remember, you can kill somebody. What emotion is behind all this? The anger is a secondary emotion. Typically, we experience a primary emotion like fear, loss, or sadness first, because these emotions create feelings of vulnerability and loss of control. They make us uncomfortable. One way of attempting to deal with these feelings is by shifting into a different personality at that time. Try to go for therapy. Remember why you're so angry. And it's not that person that you passed on a 40-mile lane. And it says no passing, and they correctly keep doing it, thinking they're correct when they're absolutely wrong. There are 3 types of anger which help shape how we react in a solution and situation that makes us angry. These are passive aggressive, open aggressive, assertive anger. If you are angry, the best approach is to assertive anger, dealing with that anger. Understand why. Don't think you're correct. You have a chemical imbalance. Your experience, anger, and depression starts in the brain with a chemical imbalance. That leads people to either hold in or lash out their emotions. The effect of anger on the brain and body is very important. It does get you very sick. Many things can trigger anger, including stress, family problems, financial issues. For some people, anger caused by underlying disorders, such as alcoholism or depression. Anger itself isn't considered disorder, but anger is a symptom of disorder. There's more pain than you know in this world. You're enjoying a dinner and there's someone that enjoys to hurt you and laugh and make fun of you. Some people enjoy the process of hurting other people. Again, this is usually stems from deeply disturbed people and potentially abused childhood. They may be acting out things which have taken place in their lifetime. With them is the abuser, and many experience a thrill from hurting you. They'll sit there and insult you about your age, insult you about your hair, or just the way you look. Just everything's a joke, and they laugh at it, and everybody laughs with them. That's not good. These are very much sick, narcissistic people, and we need to stop that. A lot of children are being bullied by these people, and everybody's laughing. It's a big joke. We're going to continue this. Our next episode is going to be deep and very, very fulfilling and informative. the different types of bullying parents should watch out for your children. This is by Sherry Gordon and the LCSW. This was updated on October 20th. Researchers who studied bullying have discovered that there is much more to bullying than meets the eye. For instance, many people once believed that bullying only consists of physical bullying and name-calling. But there are actually six types of bullying, including everything from excluding and gossiping about people to making fun of their race or religion. Not all bullies are the same. Each has a different style and uses different tactics to intimidate and control their victims. For instance, some kids that are bullies are very shy about how they attack their target, while others are downright mean. By being aware of not only the types of bullying, but also the types of bullies your child may encounter, you'll be better equipped to help your child in any situation. The physical bullying, there's six types of physical bullying. The physical bullying is the most obvious form of bullying. It occurs when kids use physical actions to gain power and control over their targets. Physical bullies tend to be bigger, stronger, and more aggressive than their peers. Examples of the physical bullying include kicking, hitting, punching, slapping, shoving, and other physical attacks. Unlike other forms of bullying, physical bullying is the easiest to identify. As a result, it is most likely what people think of when they think of bullying. Additionally, it has historically received more attention from schools than any other subtle forms of bullying. Just got a message from a viewer, and they were asking a question, and I found it a very interesting one, and I needed to bring it up on the episode in reference to jealousy and love. Is it the same thing? A lot of people have their innuendos, and they say, oh, he's so jealous of you, he must love you that much. Really, it isn't true. The jealousy does not equate to love. If you love someone, you don't see anything else but the one you love. And that one that receives the love will only see that also. And this is a true fact and true statement. I would appreciate people understanding the concept of jealousy is not love. It's control. And it could be a negative control. It could be positive to your lifestyle. But always remember that when you love someone, you will share that someone in a very special way. Quality, respect, just downright honesty. So always say what you feel to your mate or to your friend or to a relative. Because even a friend, they can really, really, really hurt you in reference to being jealous versus liking you. So the importance of this, these episodes, are just to understand the concept and maybe come back to your cortex, that's your memory bank, and understand the concept why you like that some person in a relationship or a friendship, even an in-law. You know, there's a lot of different things. Don't do anything because it needs to be done. Do it because it's coming from the heart. Because then you don't respect each other. And it becomes a very ill relationship. You get very sick from it. Next episode, we are still on the jealousy episode. Because that's a big part of our lives. I mean, everyone has some issue with something and they have no idea what the issue is. They just say, oh, I don't like her outfit. You don't even know the person. Like I said, they stick your middle finger up when you're driving and they pass you. They don't even know you. Why would they do such a thing? And this is what's happening in this country. People are doing things in the wrong way. Very damaging to people. And it shouldn't be. I mean, if we all think before we speak, these things can be adjusted to your lifestyle. But anyway, I'll talk to you soon. Enjoy your day. Like yourself. Don't be insecure. These episodes are sponsored by Anchor FM. Enjoy your day.